This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Kevin Norridge, the founder and chief dentist at South Windsor Smiles and a preceptor at the University of Connecticut School of Dental Medicine. His dental practice, South Windsor Smiles, takes the unique approach of working to prevent disease in the mouth that can affect the whole person. Dr. Norridge, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you today, too.
Well, tell us, Dr. Norridge, healthy smile, healthier life is the mission of your dental practice. What is the connection between the mouth and the rest of the body?
Well, as you know, the mouth isn't divorced from the body. It is actually part of the body, and it's connected by way of the vascular system, and it's also the major portal to get to the lungs, so that if there's anything going on in the mouth, we can certainly see it, and certainly those connections then, if they're bacterial, can get to any other part of the body and create whatever mischief they're going to create.
And I'm certainly stunned that periodontal disease has such an impact outside of the mouth. Do any of those conditions increase the risk of periodontal disease?
They sure do. And what we have found is that the risk increases because the fundamental nature of periodontal disease is inflammation, and it's been noted in multiple professional journals and even in some lay journals that periodontal disease is the number one form of inflammation affecting the entire body. And inflammation is actually it's a yin-yang type of a thing. It actually has a protective function, but when it goes awry, it can really raise havoc, whether it's causing heart problems or increased risk of stroke or diabetes, lung issues. You kind of name the organ system, and it somehow is intimately related.
And at this point, I think the obvious question is, what should one be doing to prevent periodontal disease?
Periodontal disease is the result of a combination of factors. Just like most diseases are, you have to have a susceptible host. In other words, somebody who can get the disease. So if somebody doesn't have teeth, you know, very young infants or folks who unfortunately have lost their teeth, they're not going to have risk of that. But any other person who has teeth in their mouth has some level of risk, and based on their genetic background, they can express it even greater than some other folks might. The second thing is that there are factors which must be present, the agent we call it. So in this case, it's certain kinds of bacteria. Now, our whole body is covered by bacteria, and a lot of them are protective for us. But when we upset the balance, and I'll describe how that happens in a little bit, but when we upset the balance, then the bad guys overwhelm the good guys, and now we run into the problem of bone disease and gums getting bleedy and all of that. The third part of this is the actual environment. In other words, what do we feed those nasty bugs that are causing this thing? And the biggest culprit in the whole thing is sugar. We've heard this all over the place that sugar is a culprit. Now, we have to have a certain amount of sugar. It's part of our biological makeup to have carbohydrates. But it's when we overload the system with this that it shifts it from having the good bacteria that will help us survive well to bad guys that just cause all kinds of havoc. And this inflammatory response the body has actually turns into really, you know, devastating us. And once it starts doing it in the mouth, because of the mouth is connected by way of the vascular system, the blood vessels to the rest of the body, it just can raise havoc in any other system, heart, as I say, lungs, you name it.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Kevin Norridge, the founder and chief dentist at South Windsor Smiles, that takes the unique approach of working to prevent disease in the mouth that can affect the whole person, here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Norridge, if I'm brushing and flossing every day, why is it still important to get a dental checkup every 6 months?
You know, that's a great question, because folks have heard this term, you know, brush your teeth twice a day, get your teeth checked twice a year. And it turns out that was actually the sum of a jingle for a toothpaste back in the 30s or 40s, well before my time. And it just hooked on as a way that folks decided was a good way to do it. Yes, it is important that we do brush and floss our teeth and maintain our mouth twice a day, but it's also so important that we see our dentist or our dental professionals, because our hygienists certainly are involved with that, on a routine routine basis because some of us have more disease than others, and we're not only just checking the teeth and the gums, but we're also checking the rest of the mouth for oral cancer, for lacerations, abrasions, all kinds of things that can really cause problems. A second thing that we're not even really talking about today is we see so many folks that get what they call migraine headaches, and a lot of that comes from the stress of our modern society, and it has to do with clenching and grinding our teeth in a lot of cases. Sometimes that's the chicken, sometimes that's the egg, but we know that if the dental professional takes a look at that, that can help that cause too. So we're looking at more than just that. The oral cancer piece that I just mentioned is so important because one out of four people who develop oral cancer do not have a recognized or apparent risk factor. And today, if we get to see it early, treat it early, we know that we're going to have a better life expectancy and certainly a much more fulfilling life.
Certainly helpful information in those regards. Now, how many perio treatment appointments are needed to cure periodontal disease?
That's actually a two-pronged question. The first part of it is that we really can't cure in the sense that we would cure strep throat from periodontal disease. However, we can reach a point of stability where there's no inflammation, and that's indicated by us checking using a little round ruler to see if the gums bleed when we provoke them. We know that if something is healthy, if you were to poke your hand with a blunt instrument, it's not going to bleed. If you poke your gums when they're healthy, they don't bleed. If, however, you poke them gently, and I use the word poke in a very gentle sense, if we poke them gently, and they do bleed by that means that there is inflammation present, and it could be the first indicator that periodontal disease is there. Now, the second question, a part of that, is how many treatments, and it depends on the severity of the disease for that particular individual. Sometimes it may be just as simple as getting rid of the superficial bacteria and tartar that are on the teeth and allowing the gums to come back to their normal health, which they say takes between 24 and 48 hours for a normal person with normal health. However, there are folks that have other compromising diseases, diabetes being one of them, that the gums may not heal as rapidly, so they need a little bit more TLC to get it, so it can take anywhere from perhaps 2 to 5 visits to get to the optimum level of gum health so that the person then has a better level of health throughout the rest of the body.
Tell us, what are the warning signs of periodontal disease?
Periodontal disease is one of those things that it can easily be detected just by simply brushing and flossing your teeth. If you find that there is any bleeding, and I mean any bleeding, when you brush or floss your teeth, and some people will use, instead of floss, they'll use toothpicks to get at spaces because they just aren't adept at it. If there is any bleeding, that's abnormal, and it should certainly be looked at. If there's any swelling of the gums, that's abnormal. If your breath is bad, and there are other causes for bad breath, certainly, but it certainly is an indicator that something else needs to be looked at. If your teeth are starting to move, they get to be wiggly, and there's no other reason for it. You didn't just get whacked in the mouth or something like that. They're just starting to get wiggly, or they're starting to space out where they never spaced out before. Those are signs. Or if you wear a partial denture or a removal device that fits to replace teeth, if you're wearing that and it doesn't fit as well anymore, certainly good time to get to your dentist and see, is it periodontal disease or some other thing that really needs to get to happen. But the bottom line is that bleeding is not normal. They tell us that the surface area that the teeth have relative to the gums is about the amount of area that your palm of your hand would be. And if you had a sore on the palm of your hand with bleeding, you wouldn't think about just letting it go and ignore it. You would want to go to your doctor and have that checked out. The same thing goes in the mouth. People for years have said, oh, a little bit of bleeding is normal. Not so. If you brushed your hair and you got bleeding from your hairbrush in your scalp, you would say, geez, there's something wrong. We brush our teeth, get it on our toothbrush, and there's bleeding in it, and it is a kind of an apparent safety net if we have that, but it's not. It's certainly an unhealthy situation.
Well, I got to tell you, that's some very helpful information. I hope the listeners are paying close attention. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
I just want to make sure that they're aware that that it is so important for them to maintain what's going on in that 8 cubic inches we call the mouth. It's my playground every day to help folks out in that area. They got to floss, they got to brush, they got to see us on a regular basis. But there's two other things that we really didn't touch on, and that is that there's exercise and diet are part of it. So lifestyle management. Exercise so important in managing stress, which also aggravates the situation, and diet certainly reducing the amount of sugary types of things we have in our diet. We've heard that for years, but also carbonated things, which tend to erode and corrode our teeth and cause acid-base problems in the rest of our body. So we want to make sure that anything that's going in our mouth is good. If we have gum disease, if we breathe in, it can cause increased pneumonia reactions. So we got to make sure that we have our mouth are clean and in good ways. And it isn't just as simple as rinsing our mouth with a little bit of mouth rinse every day. Really have to be diligent about it.
Well, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Such rich and insightful information. Certainly appreciate your expertise in these regards. Where can folks not only get more information about South Windsor Smiles, but how can they be in touch as well?
They can reach us by way of the internet on southwindsorsmiles.com. We also have a Facebook presence if you go there, and you can see what we're up to in that. We do participate in our community as well with teaching young kids as early as preschool all the way up through our seniors. We do senior health fairs as well. And in fact, this coming weekend, we're actually involved in a breast cancer awareness walk because we want people to know that we are part of the community and it's not just their mouth that we care about.
Dr. Norris, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another opportunity to speak with you in the future.
It's been my pleasure. I look forward to speaking with your audience again.
We've been speaking with Dr. Kevin Norris, the founder and chief dentist at South Windsor Smiles, that takes the unique approach of working to prevent disease in the mouth that can affect the whole person. And once again, the website of reference is southwindsorsmiles.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.